Savitri, Book 12, Epilogue, The Return to Earth, from page 715 to the top of page 717. Out of abysmal trance, her spirit woke, laying on the Earth Mother's calm, inconscient breast. She saw the green-clad branches lean above, guarding her sleep with their enchanted life, and overhead, a blue-winged ecstasy fluttered from bough to bough with high-pitched call. Into the magic secrecy of the woods, peering through an emerald lattice window of leaves, in indolent skies reclined, the thinning day turned to its slow fall into evening's peace. She pressed the living body of Satyavan. On her body's wordless joy to be and breathe, she bore the blissful burden of his head between her breast's warm labor of delight, the waking gladness of her members felt, the weight of heaven in his limbs, a touch summing the whole felicity of things. And all her life was conscious of his life, and all her being rejoiced enfolding his. The immense remoteness of her trance had passed. Human she was once more, Earth's Savitri, yet felt in her illimitable change. A power dwelt in her soul too great for Earth. A bliss lived in her heart too large for heaven. Light too intense for thought, and love too boundless for Earth's emotions, lit her skies of mind and spread through her deep and happy seas of soul. All that is sacred in the world drew near to her divine passivity of mood. A marvelous voice of silence breathed its thoughts. All things in time and space she had taken for hers. In her they moved, by her they lived and were. The whole wide world clung to her for delight, created for her rapt embrace of love.
Now in her spaceless self, released from bounds, unnumbered years seemed moments long drawn out, the brilliant time flakes of eternity. Outwingings of a bird from its bright home, her earthly morns were radiant flights of joy. Boundless she was, a form of infinity. Absorbed no longer by the moment's beat, her spirit the unending future felt and lived with all the unbeginning past. Her life was a dawn's victorious opening. The past and unborn days had joined their dreams. Old vanished eves and far-arriving noons hinted to her a vision of prescient hours. Supine in musing bliss, she lay awhile, given to the wonder of a waking trance. Half risen, then she sent her gaze around, as if to recover old, sweet, trivial threads, old happy thoughts, small treasured memories, and weave them into one immortal day. If ever she held on the paradise of her breast, her lover, charmed into a fathomless sleep, lain like an infant spirit unaware, lulled on the verge of two consenting worlds. But soon she leaned down over her loved to call his mind back to her with her traveling touch on his closed eyelids. Settled was her still look of strong delight, not yearning now, but large, with limitless joy or sovereign last content, pure, passionate with the passion of the gods. Desire stirred not its wings, for all was made an overarching of celestial rays, like the absorbed control of sky on plain, heavens leaning down to embrace from all sides earth, a quiet rapture a vast security.